This is a CHY News Update. Cyclists on a mission to raise money for children's health care rode to Nanaimo's hospital on Friday morning. The cyclists are part of Canada Cycles for Kids, an organization that travels around the country on cycling tours raising money for children. They are taking on a six-day cycling tour across Vancouver Island in support of healthcare services in the region. After completing 20 different tours throughout Canada, the group of around 20 cyclists kicked off their Vancouver Island tour at Nanaimo Regional General Hospital, or NRGH, on Friday, July 17th. The stop comes as the cycling group partnered up with the Nanaimo and District Hospital Foundation to donate over $50,000 for new equipment for the perinatal unit at NRGH. The foundation raises funds for improving health services in the central Vancouver Island area. As crowds cheered, around 20 cyclists with Canada Cycles for Kids made their way to the main entrance of the hospital.
All right, welcome.
Co-founders of Canada Cycles for Kids, Rob Featherstone-Huh and Mark Bolevi, spoke to media after their arrival. This is the first time the group has ridden on Vancouver Island, first stopping in Nanaimo, then riding to Port Alberni, Tofino, Saanich, and finally Victoria. Featherstone-Huh says after 25 years of riding elsewhere in Canada, they knew they had to come to Vancouver Island.
First of all, one of the things we wanted to do, we're all across Canada. We believe in from sea to sea to sea. So we'd done Newfoundland. We're giving money this year to Nunavut and Rankin Inlet. The next logical choice is British Columbia, and Vancouver Island is beautiful.
But Levy says they connect with hospitals all around the country because they know all hospitals are struggling with funding.
All hospitals need more money than they have anyway. So it's more the intensity in which they need and why we do what we do. You know, it's a never-ending need. You know, it's a balance between what you can get from the community versus what the governments are prepared to do and they get. So we love supporting it for that reason. We fill in the gaps that they need so badly. You know, that's kind of our mission.
The group is made up of cyclists from around the world that cycle together across the country, spreading their story to raise funds for the healthcare system. But Levy says they see money donated from around the world. According to Canada Cycles for Kids, in the past 25 years, the group has cycled more than 26,000 kilometers and has raised over $4 million for hospitals and children's services across the country.
We try and make a difference. So we try and find things that will make a difference in the local community. And we've found pretty good at that so far. So quite enjoy that. Yeah.
I call it being useful. You want to be useful. I think everyone's goal is to be useful in some way. And that's the way we are, I guess, in some part, yeah.
Barney Ellis Perry, CEO of the Nanaimo and District Hospital Foundation, was there to greet and cheer on the cyclists when they arrived. He learned about Canada Cycles for Kids when he got a phone call from one of the organizers.
They called us. They decided they're going to come to Vancouver Island for the first time. They've been in almost every province and territory of Canada, and they decided to come to Vancouver Island, and they focus on healthcare. So they called the Victoria Hospital Foundation, and they said, why don't you call Nanaimo if that's where you're starting? And so they called us.
Ellis Perry explains, with the donations, the foundation will be able to purchase two new pieces of equipment for NRGH. A new fetal monitor, and an operating room cautery machine.
So these are many things that have been on the list for a long time, but there hasn't been enough funds to cover.
He says for the last year, the foundation has been raising funds for 20 new fetal monitors to replace the aging equipment and add more capacity. Ellis Perry says the money from Canada Cycles for Kids is enough to hit their goal and buy the final monitor.
We've had a campaign for over a year to raise the money for those, and now that this is the last one. So that's the last piece of the puzzle.
Trina Knight is the manager of child, youth, and family acute care at the Nanaimo Hospital. She explains what the monitors are for and why they're needed from the hospital foundation.
We've asked for some fetal monitors, which are monitors that we assess pregnant moms and babies with while they're in labor. And these are very expensive pieces of equipment.
She says the current monitors are about 17 years old.
They're all at end of life, usually around 10 or 15 years, so we're kind of limping them along, and these new monitors will be super useful and helpful in our work.
Knight says a cautery machine is for a woman going through a cesarean section, or C-section, and is used during surgery to stop the bleeding in the patient. Currently, the perinatal unit does not have a cautery machine and needs to borrow one from other units in the hospital.
We are borrowing this equipment from the main OR, so we're really hoping to get a piece of equipment for the perinatal-specific OR that we have on the unit.
Along with supporting the Nanaimo and District Hospital Foundation, Canada Cycles for Kids' six-day Vancouver Island tour is also supporting the Vancouver Island Make-A-Wish and the Victoria General Hospital Foundation. More information about their work can be found at www.canadacyclesforkids.com. For C2I News in Nanaimo, I'm Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.